Morning. So several months ago, I was out in the chicken house gathering eggs, and I was tired and trying to get done. I wanted to go in and get a shower and eat supper and go to bed. And I was trying to hurry and get done gathering eggs by hand. I was just so frustrated because, like, my fingers are just too short to get this done. I kept dropping eggs. And finally I got done. I'm hot and tired. I go out of the chicken house. And I look out across the valley, and the sun was setting over the trees in the west. And it was just a speckle of clouds the whole way across the horizon. And it was just an incredible sunset. It was beautiful. And I was like, you know, what was the difference? The sun set at the same place, the same time last night. Why was it not so beautiful? It was the same colors. What was the difference? And then the thought struck me that, you know, the reason it's so beautiful tonight, it was beautiful last night, but it was just incredible. And I was like, the difference is the clouds. There were so many of them, a lot of clouds. It was not a clear day. But the way they were spaced in the sky, they caught the sun's rays. And it wasn't just like an even, you know, how it's pink, orange, and just fades over into deep blue in the east. But it was speckled. It was really beautiful. And I thought, it's the clouds that are catching the sun's rays that make it so beautiful. And I thought, you know, that's just what trials are like in our lives. They're so frustrating, so hard to deal with. Like, it's just, we say, like, how, God, can you use this for your glory? But when you really think about it, if it wasn't for the trials in your life, you would never really experience God's grace. Let's turn to John chapter 11. I always like this story. I think it shows this point. Let's start at verse 5. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after he saith to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 days in the hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them, Plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain 4 days in the grave already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went out and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Here we see this pain, this why, God. We don't understand. What is your plan? Like, how can you use this for your glory? Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. She saith unto him, Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Going by what she's saying here, I don't think she expected Jesus to raise Lazarus from the dead. I'm not sure. I wonder if Lazarus was not the first person he raised. This was not an option in their mind. In his sister's mind, this was the end of Lazarus. And Jesus had just, they didn't know, maybe just waited around. It looked like Jesus didn't care. And when she had said so, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Again, this same pain. Why, God? Then when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled. Jesus cares. Let's go on. And said, Where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. And this next verse, I think, to me, is the most profound verse in the Bible. It says so much. It says, Jesus wept. He stopped. He cared. He knew what was coming. He knew that they were that God was going to be glorified through this. But he saw their pain and wept. Then said the Jews, Behold how he loved him. Already God's glory is starting to be displayed a little bit. They're starting to see that this Jesus is really, really cares. And some of them said, Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore, again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus saith unto him, Loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. And I'd like to stop there. There's more about the story of Lazarus. But I would like to consider the fact that if Jesus had come when Mary and Martha called him, yeah, he would have healed Lazarus and God would have been glorified. But it was nothing compared to Lazarus being in the grave 4 days and being raised again. And sometimes it feels like our hopes have been in the grave 4 days, or we have been in the grave 4 days. And Jesus can come. And I'd like to liken your life to a canvas and God, the master artist. As he paints your picture, he says, you say, why there? Or why that color? That just doesn't fit. But as he continues to paint the events in your life, whether pleasant or painful, someday you will look at God's artwork and glorify God because of his skill. We can't see the whole picture, and we probably never will this side of eternity. But I want to remind you that even if your life feels like it's flying apart, you feel like there's no hope left, I want to remind you that the same God that created the universe, the one who created you, the one who raised Lazarus, and the great I Am who wept when he saw the sorrow of Lazarus' friends, he is ordering your life, and someday your life will glorify him. May God bless you.